Adam was standing there, a jellyfish, like some people are trying to turn men into jellyfish. They will say yes. They dare not disagree with the women and so on. Adam wasn't created a jellyfish. He was somewhere else in the garden busy, and Satan had chosen a time when he couldn't be near enough to even eavesdrop, friends. And to take the Hebrew statement, literally translated, and then say, you see, Adam heard the whole thing happen, and then when Eve said, have a bite also, he bit into it. That's for the birds. No, friends, we are not expected to be victims, provided we listen to the Lord Jesus and turn to the enemy and say, no, because God says something different. Wake up, people. Stay awake. Pray. Get into the Word. Because the days are coming when the temptation and the testing that Peter lost in is going to knock at your door and mine. And unless we are properly rooted in the Scriptures, when I tell you to correct something in your Bible, I don't mean the Bible you have is not dependable, that you cannot trust it. You can get the worst translation of the Bible. If you want to be saved, you can be saved. If you want to walk with the Lord, you can. If you want to go out and reach others for Christ, even with the worst translation, God has seen to it that there's enough in the worst translation to save you and make you a saint and make you a soul winner and make you presentable before God. So I hope there's no misunderstanding. I'm not telling you not to trust your Bibles. I'm simply adding additional tidbits that makes it richer. Amen? And now, please, take the lesson. God will permit the enemy to come in such a shape and form that unless you are continually in touch with the Lord, abiding in Him, and moment by moment making yourself more clean, more pure, you will be a victim for a while. And you'll be sorry, because when you meet the Lord, instead of bringing a crown that you won at the expense of even laying down your life for Him, you will say, sorry, Lord, sorry. Go out and weep. Let us have a glorious entrance on that day before Him. And even if that means not only scratches, but actual wounds, deep wounds, and actual having lost our physical life for His sake, that will be glory. Amen? Thank you.